several kilotons, according to the United States. I think the other significant thing about this is, of course, North Korea has not only flown in the face of the United States, NATO, the United Nations, but its only apparent ally in the world, China, who had cautioned them not to do this, not to conduct an underground nuclear test. The Chinese, by the way, have condemned this. There's going to be a United Nations Security Council special meeting today. But the significance of this, I think, is that given the fact that there was a successful missile launch in December and the North claims that they have miniaturized a nuclear device, there's a guy named John Everard who used to be the UK ambassador to the North and was coordinator of a UN panel of experts on sanctions on North Korea. He says, if you marry a missile and a miniaturized device, you've got a nuclear bomb on top of a missile, so you can deliver it to all kinds of places that they couldn't have reached before, and that perhaps could include Hawaii, the United States of America.
Aside from just this single bomb, certainly this raises new concerns about proliferation of nukes there.
It does. It raises all kinds of concerns, and you have zeroed in on the issue of the type of material that was used, and we're not sure. Up until now, North Korea has only tested plutonium devices, and its plutonium stock is limited. But apparently, if its stock of plutonium is limited, the number of bombs it can make is clearly limited. But they have actually proved that they can manufacture uranium, which means if they can do it to a particular level and in the necessary quantities, it means they could manufacture all the bombs they wanted at some point. So clearly this is worrying, obviously, to the South Koreans, but to the entire peninsula, to the region, and beyond.
Are we hearing from anyone who is supporting what North Korea is doing right now?
I don't know what Iran has said, but I would guess that the Iranians would support this kind of thing because it goes to the heart of their argument over sovereignty and why should countries that have nuclear capability tell those who do not that they shouldn't, couldn't, whatever, have it. But I would think that, you know, the world is fairly united in their condemnation here, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out of the UN. The problem is they've already been slapped with so many punishing sanctions, it's hard to know what would bring them to heel, especially if the Chinese can't. And you also have to sit there and think, if you squeeze them too hard, if you starve them completely, the regime could collapse, and the implications of that could be even scarier.
As for a reason, North Korea says it's because of a severe threat from the U.S.,
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got to say something. I think the one positive thing in all of this, listening to people who, you know, admittedly know more than I do, is that this could be less about sending a message to the United States, despite the rhetoric that you just quoted, and that is correct, but more about the new leader, young leader, unproven leader, proving to the old guard, to the regime, that he's got what it takes, that he's as tough as his father and grandfather before him.